Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the Unified Service on Sunday, December 9th, 2018.
The first reading this morning is from the book of Malachi, the third chapter. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, and they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired worker in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, against those who thrust aside the sojourner and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. For from the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle reading today is from Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, the first chapter. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make the path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. He said, therefore, to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warns you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance. And do not begin till you say to yourselves, we have Abraham for our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And the crowds asked him, what then shall we do? And he answered them, whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise. Tax collectors also came to be baptized by him and said to him, teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, collect no more than you are authorized to do. Soldiers also asked him, and we, what shall we do? And he said to them, do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thank you.
Every valley shall be filled. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. This is our text. My dear friends, do you ever think about the future? Have you ever obsessed over what fortune or misfortunes might await you in the days and months and years to come? Well, perhaps it's a little bit of cold comfort, but you're not alone. While I was recently out making visits, I was quite amazed to see that several psychics have set up shop in some of our neighboring communities. And I have to admit, this piqued my curiosity. So when I came back to the office, I Googled psychics near me. And what did I find? A wide variety of fortune tellers and astrologers and soothsayers, little more than a short drive away. You know, things like palm readings and fortune tellings and crystal ball readings used to be something that gypsies did when they traveled the countryside. But not anymore. Fortune tellers have taken up residence in every city and village. And if you don't want to be caught in public visiting one of those places, and I better not catch you. Well, if you really are determined to do that, and again, that's really no problem either. All you have to do is take out your smartphone and call up the psychic hotline. Because someone is just waiting to talk with you about your future. What's that? Did I hear someone say that they have no interest in listening to those who claim to predict the future? Really? Well, do you take any interest in those newspaper columns that predict where our economy is going in the coming year? And how about those sports writers who try to predict which team will win on Sunday? Sunday night, by the way. And let's not forget about all the media pundits who seem to already know which presidential candidate will win in 2020. Do you give any attention to these things, my friends? Why do I ask? Predicting the future is big business. And we're all listening in, whether we care to admit it or not. Because if something big is headed our way, we want to know all about it. Well, I'm happy to share this with you then. Something big is coming. The biggest thing this world has ever known. Now, its arrival cannot be accurately predicted. But this much is certain. It's coming, my friends. It cannot be stopped. And we do well to prepare. Now, actually, its coming was predicted a long time ago by the prophet named Isaiah. In fact, it was 2,700 years ago when Isaiah foretold of a person who would come calling out in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord." And then around 700 years later, that man came calling, a prophet by the name of John. And he said the very same thing. And as John offered people a baptism of repentance, he pointed them to someone even greater, of whom John proclaimed, "One is coming who is greater than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to untie. Prepare yourselves for him to come to you." Wow. Isaiah predicted John's ministry 7 centuries before he stood in the waters of the Jordan River. Now, suffice to say, we've heard this story countless times before. We hear it every year during this season. And yet I would ask you, who among us has really taken the time to ponder the accuracy and the impact of Isaiah's prediction? Let's ponder it now, shall we? Now, maybe this will lend a little bit of perspective. Could our nation's first president, George Washington, have ever conceived of this country being 50 states and home to 300 million people? Could Washington have ever known that the United States would serve as the world's foremost power only 250 years after the signing of the Declaration of Independence? And what about Martin Luther? Could Luther have ever imagined in his wildest of dreams that the church body which bears his name would be home to more congregations right here in the United States than in his own native land of Germany? About 500 years later. You see what I'm saying? Even the most brilliant minds among us cannot foresee the possibilities and the events of future ages. You know, when you think about it, we can't even peek through the veil of tomorrow to see whether the stocks will rise or fall, much less whether we will live beyond this very day. And yet Isaiah accurately predicted the events that would impact the futures of every living being, past, present, and future. Isaiah assured us that the Lord, the promised Messiah, would come, that he would come to save his people. And furthermore, he would not come alone, but he would send a messenger to prepare the way for him as well as for us. You know, in today's world, there exists no shortage of preachers, messengers, a wide variety of preachers in churches, on television and radio, and online. But there is one preacher to whom everyone listens. And even people who avoid churches like the plague and who despise preachers that faithfully preach the word of God listen to this preacher. You know what I'm talking about? That preacher's name is Death. His church is the earth. His pulpit is the deathbed, the casket, and the grave. And with a foreboding voice, he preaches, "Hear me. It is your time to die. You cannot stay here any longer. This earth is not your home. This life is not the end of your journey. At a time you do not expect, you will have to leave this earth with all its treasures behind." My friends, that's the sermon Death preaches, and everyone hears that message. And for that reason, there's another message that you and I must hear. To warn us of our Lord's coming, John preached a message of repentance. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. You must get ready for Jesus to come. Straighten out the way for him to come into your life, or death will sweep you away. And I would ask, who really listens to John's sermon today? Hey, does anyone here like to travel? I would ask if you own a car, but I assume everybody got here that way. And that's good, because you can take your car and you can literally drive from coast to coast. And we are quite blessed to have an elaborate interstate system at our disposal. But have you ever thought about what it took to build that great system? Years, decades of hard work, blasting away to form mountain passes through solid rock, moving great mountains of soil to fill in the valleys, building bridges that span rivers, pouring millions and millions of yards of concrete. All that hard work to build smooth and continuous roads so that we can travel uninterrupted from city to city across this great land. But did you know that God would have us to build a highway as well, a road that leads directly to our hearts so that our Savior can come in? My friends, there can be no interruptions. Whatever blocks his way has to be removed. Anything that keeps us from seeing the enormity of our sin, those things that would keep us from clearly seeing our need for the Savior, all those things must be removed before death would force them from our hands. And only the incarnate Word of God can flatten the mountain of human pride, which must be brought low within us. My friends, in our lives, there are mountains. And there are also valleys which we must deal with as well. When we struggle and find it hard to find that strength to follow God, we can see how deep those valleys really are. And in those moments of weakness, we see Jesus coming to fill them with his strength. Where we are unable, he is mighty. And in the depths of all human poverty, he comes to lift us and restore us. And his righteousness fills those valleys that are formed by our own unrighteousness. And he makes the road to God level. Mountains, valleys. Ah, did you know that the human highway is also crooked? And many people today travel many twisted paths that lead to sinful depravity and indecency. Places where sexual sin and violence are not only acceptable, but found entertaining. And sadly, these are the things children learn along those roads that lead to anywhere and everywhere, except to God. May God forbid it, for the sake of our children's souls and our own. And of course, that would lead us to the question, what shall we do? Make straight the way of the Lord. The Lord comes to cleanse us. He washes away our sin in holy baptism. He gives us a brand new life to live. He shows us the right way we are to live, joyfully casting away the works of darkness and following the ways of His wondrous light. And He teaches us to love what is right and honest and pure and just. That's our Lord. And our Lord, the King, is coming. He came to us in His birth and incarnation. He taught us the very identity of God, a heavenly Father who loves and cares for us. He died for our sin, taking upon Himself the punishment that we deserved. And furthermore, He has saved us from the destruction that is soon coming upon all the earth. And He has promised that all mankind will see God's salvation when it comes. And for that, my friends, we must prepare. See, I told you, He has told us what is to come. Will you straighten your path for Him to come to you? Will you break down that mountain of pride within yourself? My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, can you do it apart from Him? No. Allow Jesus to fill in the mountain, that valley of sin, with His sacrifice for you. Continue to walk that straight road that the Lord Himself has made and laid to your heart. What shall we do? We shall prepare. Prepare the way for the Lord to come to you. My friends, He is coming. He is coming soon. And He is coming for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.